something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, Attitude.
Hallelujah. Blessed are the poor in spirit. To them belongs the kingdom of heaven. Christ's kingdom that has been established here in the earth to bring the lifestyle of heaven and the authority of heaven into this world to bless men's lives. You know, you can be wearing a watch, an expensive watch, but you have given it up. In other words, you've come to a point in your life, if the Spirit of God says, hey, can you give this to so-and-so, or can you give that in the offering? Phew, no arguments. You get what I'm saying? You've come to a point in your life where nothing really matters to you. That's the poor in spirit. They have spiritually, in themselves, given up everything. So it doesn't matter what you see with them, those things don't own them anymore. Hallelujah. There are things in the Word of God that sometimes I think some of us miss. Would you turn to St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5? There's so much to gain in the Word of God. Blessed are the poor in spirit. To them belongs the kingdom of heaven. Christ's kingdom that has been established here in the earth to bring the lifestyle of heaven and the authority of heaven into this world to bless men's lives. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Who are they that mourn? He's not saying blessed is that man whose uncle died and he was mourning. He's not saying blessed is that man whose child died. No, he's not talking about that kind of mourning. Because Jesus was a prophet. And he's using prophetic language here. Alright? He's using prophetic language. And it's important to understand it. When you read about the prophets, you'd see prophets who mourned. And the Bible tells us how they'll put ashes on their head or tear their clothes because they mourned. What was they mourning about? They weren't mourning because they lost something. They were mourning because of the children of God who had either gone into captivity or because something went wrong and God's people had become victims, or that the people weren't serving God the way they should have been serving God. And so they mourned in intercession. That's what he's talking about. He said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. How has this affected you? In your life, do things concerning other people get your attention? It's one of the problems we have among Christians today. They hear that so-and-so doesn't go to church anymore. They don't mourn. They don't cry in prayer. To them, something's wrong with the church or something's wrong with the person, and that's all. Nobody's praying. Nobody's praying. It's as though many of us have become so callous in our hearts. You know, one of the beautiful things that I enjoy looking at is when I see the names of certain people You know, people who today they're ministers or leaders, you know, among us, their ministry all over the place. And I've had their names in different fires. And people don't know what those names are doing there. But I wrote them down for intercession. I was praying for them. If I noticed someone had a terrible attitude, I put his name there. If I noticed someone who probably was inconsistent, comes today, you don't see him the next 2 weeks, you talk with him, and then he gives you all these kind of funny answers, put his name there. I've got names of several people. That's how come some of you here are very serious now, but that's what I was doing. Yeah? There's some people I just noticed in church, maybe because I talked to them or someone told me, I found out that they just never were stable in their business. But they had abilities. But nothing was going right. I knew the answer. Intercession. Intercession. I'm not talking about, oh God, I remember John Brown in prayer. Do it for him, Lord. Do it for him, Lord. Do it for him, Lord. That's not the kind of prayer I'm talking about. Crying. I just would know that this prayer session I'm going to have is a crying session. So I just keep... Start crying. I must cry today. I have a message titled, Try Tears. Some of you have never heard it. Because I know that tears work. They work on some of you. You know what I'm talking about. Some people can't get some things from you until they start crying. And when you say, okay, stop. It works for God too sometimes. But it has to be according to the word. Not crying about what he's already given you. You just start crying there, bawling. You pray, oh God, make him a preacher. You pray like that. He will preach it. He will tell everybody. Oh. Blessed are they that mourn. He says, for they shall be comforted. You see, when we start seeing those results, we are rejoicing like this. Glory to God. Say, look at that guy. He used to be a rascal. And look at him now. Look at him now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, attitude is important. Your attitude defines your fulfillment. It defines your value. When we talk about value, remember we read about John the Baptist and what value Jesus placed on him because of his attitude. All right? And then fulfillment. He said, my joy therefore is fulfilled. We find that in the life of Moses as well. If you'd read Exodus chapter 32 and from verse 10. God one time was very angry with the children of Israel in the days of Moses. He said, get out of my way, get out, let me finish them. Listen, are you ready? From verse 10. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. Look up. I don't know if you were Moses. Listen to what God said. God so angry against the children of Israel because of some things they've done wrong. And he said, get out of my way. Let me finish these people. I'll consume them. Then I will make a great nation from you. What would you have thought? It's true. These stiff-necked people. Let's see. And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptian speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy wrath, from thy fierce wrath, and repent of this evil against thy people. Oh. He got in the way. God said, leave me alone. Let me consume them. He said, leave me alone. That means God felt held back by Moses' prayer. He said, I will raise another people from you. You have a great nation. Wouldn't that have been wonderful? Instead of saying the God of Abraham, we say the God of Moses. But Moses wasn't after his own name. He said, oh God, what if the enemies should hear? They would say, you couldn't take them to that promised land. That's why you killed them in the mountains here. Please turn from your fierce wrath. Please. What an attitude. No wonder the Bible says God said about Moses that he was the meekest man on the face of the earth. That's what God said about Moses. He said Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth. Hi. I said, think about those that God has commended. Find out something about their life, their attitude. Why did God praise them? Why was God so pleased with them? Why was he so identified with them? Copy that attitude. Copy it.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 812 851 9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ijebu-Ode, 156 Folagbade Road, Aribagbu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebu-Ode. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message.